You're listening to the Lost in Japan English Podcast, episode number 138.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード138番をお送りします。
Welcome to the Lost in Japan English Podcast, where we explore the bicultural and bilingual world between Japan and the USA. Join your hosts, Chieko, based in Seattle, and Yasuko, based in Tokyo, in their unique world of Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパポッドキャストへようこそ。アメリカと日本からお届けするバイリンガル形式のポッドキャスト。ホストはおなじみの2人、シアトル在住のちーちゃんと東京郊外在住のやっこ。一緒にバイリンガルかつバイカルチャーな世界をお楽しみください。
So today we're talking about our periods. Not specifically our periods. We're talking about Don't worry. What we're talking about is all the euphemisms that we use for periods.
そうですね。今日のテーマは生理です。で、生理の話をするときに使う言葉だとか、生理にまつわる話をしていきたいと思います。
So this is a funny topic that we kind of came across because we were talking about our periods. And we always seem to use interesting language around some of these uncomfortable topics.
そうなんだよね。Uncomfortable なところがどうしてもやっぱりあるから、直接生理っていうのが恥ずかしくて、で違う言葉を使ったりすることがあるかなと思ってね。それは日本だろうがアメリカだろうが同じなのか違うのか、そこら辺を話していけたらなと思っていますが。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in English, the sort of medical term would be the menstrual cycle. And the period is one of the most common ways that we refer to it.
ああ、なるほどね。日本So the medical term would be 月経 and yeah. the most popular term would be 生理 in Japanese.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like 生理 is the exact same thing as the period, where it's sort of a neutral, acceptable, commonly used term.
そう、でも不思議にさ、やっぱ period って本当は点じゃん。センテンスの最後に。なんで同じなんだろうってよく思ってたんだけど。
Well, I guess I think about it more as a period of time.
Oh. 今の今まで点だと思う。確かにそうだ。
It's the end of a sentence, period.
okay, okay. 期間の period ね。確かにそうだね。
Yeah. So in Japan, if you're trying to say it sort of less directly, like maybe you're talking to a friend or perhaps a man that you don't want to be quite so direct with, how would you say, how would you reference your period?
実際にどうなんだろうって自分でも考えるんだけど、やっぱり日本の社会では友達の間でっていうのと会社の場合とまたちょっと違うと思うんだよね。で、会社の場合はやっぱさすがにね、そんなにディレクトに生理とは言ってないかなって言葉を濁してちょっとみたいな。I won't say the word 生理, but I will try to say something that my colleague would understand. But among my friends or within the family, we would say 生理. What about you?
So there is lots of slang, I think, around the period. But I would say, like personally, I just say period because I think it's the cleanest and simplest. But there are a lot of other sayings. An old one is amp flow. Amp flow is coming into town. Because of the word flow, is why we say that. But that's a little bit of an old school way to say it.
ちょっと待って。Amp flow っていう、amp っておばさんってこと?
Right. Because flow is also a name. And so you'll say amp flow is coming into town. And that would be code for, you know, I'm going on my period. I'm starting my period.
なるほどね。面白いね。でも coming to town っていうのか。
Or visiting, some kind of reference to Aunt Flo being here. Where the rest of the time she's not here.
Okay, okay, because that's very interesting because my mom would say, お客が来た.
Like, I have a visitor.
Yeah, I have a customer.
Your visitor is Aunt Flo.
そう。まあ、毎月のことなんで来たっていう表現をするんだろうけど, it's interesting that somebody is coming みたいな、 somebody is visiting, somebody is here みたいな感じのところを同じ表現するの面白いね。
Mm-hmm.
But I've never, so お客が来た or my mom said お客だって言うけど、I've never heard it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I asked around actually this week and none of my friends knew the term.
Really?
Yeah. And so it wasn't thatnormal or popular.
Is it generational?
そうだと思う。I think it is because Jan's mother also used it.
Yeah, and like I said, I think Aunt Flo is like a really old term. So this idea of like somebody visiting is maybe the baby boomers.
なるほどね。でも、いや、ヤッコのさ、でも今日の話の予想では、
はい、
period は一番 directSimple, clean だろうから、まあみんな普通にペリオドだけしか使わないのかなって思ったら、and flow なんて本当に初めて聞いたね。
Well, there's certainly other subtle ways where we might say, oh, it's that time of the month. You know, where you're referencing the period of time.
はいはいはい、はい、
But also there's the blood-related euphemism. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll say, oh, I'm on the crimson wave.
Ooh.
I'm riding the crimson wave, or I'm riding the crimson tide,
Hi.
Which is obviously a reference to blood. another common one that I remember, like, my friends using when we were younger is like, oh, I'm on the rag, because the rag is what people used to use,
はい、
right,
はい、はい、
during their periods. So, oh, I'm on the rag. It's kind of a crass way of referencing the period.
なるほど。レッドを使わずにクリムゼンを使うっていうの、
はい、
ちょっとおしゃれな感じなのこれ、ね、初めて聞くから感覚的にはわかんないんだけど。
I think it's more slang.
スラングか。なるほどね。Mm-hmm. On the rag は、mm-hmm. なるほどなって思うけど。Crimson wave とかタイル、すごいね。まあ確かに赤っていう色を使った表現はあるだろうね、もちろんね。
I think another saying that I do hear is like, oh, Mother Nature is visiting. Because it's like your natural biological cycle.
はいはいはい。Mother Nature ね。ショーをするときに、はい、お食事中の方は気をつけてください。トイレに行ってショーをするときに、Nature calls とか言ったりする。
Yes, Nature calls. Uh-huh. So it is like because it's your natural biological things.
なるほどね。いや、日本だとそういう言い方はあんまり聞かないね。まあ自然のことなんだけど、月のものとか女の子の日っていうのはなんか言うらしい。Mm-hmm. I've actually never heard it, but that's what some of my friends said. And when you Google it, you can find it. But あとはやっぱり日本だとさ、あれとか言うね。That だよね。Mm-hmm. これで分かってくださいっていう感じで言うのかなって思うんだけど。
Uh-huh. Do sometimes people not get it?When you're referencing あれ?
Probably.
そういうことってある?
あると思うよ。で、ヤコも多分ね、無意識に使ってる時はあると思うんだよね。あれ、今あれなんだよねとか言って。で、今あれなんだよねってちゃんと言えばわかると思うんだけど。
Okay.
If I just say あれ, I would assume that especially the men would kind of be confused. They wouldn't get it right at that moment.
Sure.
I bet the girls would, but そんな微妙な感じだよね。
はい。
I also use Sadie the most. ちーちゃんもピリオド使うって言ってたけど、一番わかりやすいし、そこまで恥ずかしいって感じはしないんで、普通に。
Yeah, because I, you know, I think that, I mean, obviously this is a, you know, every woman in the world can relate to the challenges of having a period and managing your period and living in society normally, you know, during your period and how do you reference that. So here's my question for you. In Japan, when you have your period, do most people use the sanitary napkins?
あのね、ほとんどの人がナプキンを使うと思う。ナプkin を使うと。What are they called? Sanitary napkins って言うんだ。
So yes, they are called sanitary napkins, but we also call them maxi pads or just pads.
Oh, maxi pad は聞いたことあるね。
That's probably the most common term.
まあ日本語でも生理用ナプキンって言ってるけど、ナプキンって言ってるね。で、ほとんどの人が多分それを使ってると思う。Like when you go to the pharmacy or the drugstore, that's all you see.Of course, there are sections where they sell tampons, but the majority is, I think, napkin, だね。
Yeah, because in Japan, it's harder to find tampons.
そうなの? のよ結構ね大変よ。あるにはあるんだけど、コンビニでももう今は売ってるのね。だからヤコもたまにあーやべえって思った時はコンビニに行けば必ずあるから。
Oh okay、yeah. So maybe they've become more popular since I've been there.
そう多分今でもね、タンポンは使用する人はすごい少ないんじゃないかなと思う、日本だと。 How is it in the states or the people around you? Like which is more popular, the sanitary napkins or tampons or other products?
I know very few people who use maxi pads. Yeah, and you know, understanding that I grew up as a swimmer and you know, have hung out a lot with athletes and you know, we're definitely going to be using tampons. But I do think that what's been growing in popularity is the menstrual cup, which is a silicone based cup that you insert that essentially catches, you know, the blood. But that's actually a considered a low waste producing method.
なるほど。シリコンだから使い捨てじゃないってこと？何回も使えるってこと？
Yeah, you only need one.
Oh my gosh, that sounds very good because ね、タンポンは捨てなきゃいけないからね。
And the other thing that I think that's been growing in popularity are the period panties. So they're panties that have a little bit of a absorbent lining in it. So you don't actually have to use maxi pads, or if you have any leakage or any issues like that, like it takes care of that and you can just wash them in the washing machine and
その吸収してくれるってこと、ソックスするパッド的な機能があってファンクションがあってそれを洗えばまた使えるってこと。
Right yeah, so period panties I think have been gaining popularity. I don't know, I've never actually used them myself, but I get a lot of ads for them.
そうなんだよね、生理用品の宣伝はいっぱい来るよね。 ButI have never heard of the menstrual cup. I have never heard of the panties that can be used. Like, we have the sanitary panties, but there's no pad function. こう吸収するような機能はないと思うんだよね。I only use maxi pads or tampon. だから、I don't use the sanitary panties sold in Japan. So I don't know for sure if we don't have it, but...もうそれな全然聞いたことないよ。
Yeah, I think with the, you know, with the push forward on the zero waste or low impact living, there's been more of a demand for menstrual products, for period products that, you know, aren't so wasteful.
ヤコもね、ちょっと一つ質問があるんだけど、ちーちゃんに。日本でさ、その生理用ナプキンは、マクシパッドはナプキンって言うんだけど、In the United States, you know, when you dine, you have...You know, paper
napkins. Yeah.
What are those? Those are called napkins?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you said, can I have a napkin? Someone's going to hand you a cloth to wipe your face while eating.
やっぱそうだよね。
They're not going to give you a maxi pad.
Yeah, そうなんだよ。だからね、like, I was so confused when I needed it here in Japan after I came back to Japan. 初めての時は I was in the United States. And so...It came every month already. And when I came back to Japan, 欲しかったんだけど、まあ日本人はナプキンって言うんだってことが分かったんだけど、じゃあテーブルクロスのことなんて言うのみたいな感じ。I was just so confused. And I still am because なんかね、ナプキンっていう人もいるんだよね。テーブルの上のお口拭くやつはナプキンって言ってる人も多分いると思うんだよね。In order to distinguish it from the napkin, which is a term we use for maxi pads.
Oh my goodness, that's so confusing.
いまだにちゃんと分かってないかもしれないけど。It may be incorrect, but that's what I know for now って感じで。
I want to see what Jisho has to say about that.
Yes.
So Jisho says, both the table napkin and the sanitary napkin is napkin.
まあ基本的にはそうなんだろうね。Because when I buy the maxi pads, what I have found out, これ知らなかったんだけど、生理用ナプキンって書いたんだよね。So it's 生理用。
はいはい。
Napkins for period って書いたんだよね。
Right. And that's why we would say sanitary napkin versus a regular. If you say regular napkin, most people think it's that.
だ食卓用ナプキンになるのかなって思うんだよね。多分テーブル用の、こっちでは。 But it was so confusing. だからね、そう、マクシーパッツとかパッツなんだね、英語ではね。ナプキンとは言わないんだよね。
No, no. I mean, you could say sanitary napkin, but nobody really...Like, I wouldn't go to my friend and be like, do you have a sanitary napkin?
あ、いや、そんな風には言わないんだね。
No, no. I mean, it might be labeled that, you know, on the package or something, but I don't know anybody who calls it that on a regular basis.
一番使うのは maxi pad?
Yeah, I think so. I don't, like I said, like, I don't know anybody who uses maxi pads. I think we always say, you know, do you have a tampon? And so, you know, we'll ask questions like, are you packing? Which means, are you, do you have a tampon? But that's typically what it is.
そんなの言われたら、ヤコ絶対わかんないね。Are you packing? なんか言われたら。なんのことって感じ。
Are you packing is like, it's kind of a, it's a slang term that usually is in reference to guns or drugs or other things. But if you say it amongst girls, it's usually going to be referencing...Like tampons.
なるほど。いや、今日勉強になりますね、これ。Are you packing は、タンポ持ってるっていうことなんだね。
はい。はい。はい。Yeah, it's just a cute way to say it, right?
I see, I see. ちょっと今、可愛い表現ってちーちゃんが言ったんで、生理の話にちょっと戻っちゃうんだけど、One of my friends said, ペリーライコ。
What does that mean?
So, I didn't know this phrase, and ちょっと可愛いんだけど、ペリーライコは、it's a very, oh my gosh.It's hard to explain. It's a very prominent historical event in Japanese history. The Commodore Perry of the U.S. Navy came to Japan in the late, in the mid-1800s when Japan was all closed up and isolated. He came to open it up for trade and everything. それがペリーが来たっていう、ペリー来航っていう感じで、we all learn it in school.
Okay.
で、それを使うらしいんだよね。で、生理が来るっていうのが、生理、ペーリー、ペリー、ライコ。It's a word.
It's wordplay.
Yeah, 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 wordplay.
Wow, what a super complicated one.
I know, but なんつだろう、本当にわかんないだろうなって思って。I thought it was cute.
That is cute. Yeah, I mean, It's interesting how we use language to refer to uncomfortable topics such as our periods or sanitary goods. But I think it's great to kind of take a look under that rock and see what's hidden there, both in American culture and Japanese culture. But we'd certainly love to hear from you if you guys have other words or phrases that you've heard referencing the period.Let us know. Hit us up on Instagram or Facebook.
はい、今日はちょっと話しづらいテーマということで生理を取り上げたんですけど、まあヤコ的にはね、ちーちゃんとはこういう話が全然できるので、It wasn't uncomfortable for me. But, ね、こういう話を、ね、聞かない限りは、生理って英語で period って言うんだとか、そういういろんな話ってなかなか聞けないと思いますので、皆さんにとって、まあ、楽しかったテーマであればよかったかなと思いますけれども、ヤッコが聞きたいのは、皆さんが生理を他の言葉で言うとすれば、何を使うか、ぜひ聞きたいなと思いますので、Facebook やインスタ、何でもいいです。皆さん教えていただければと思います。
Well, thank you all for tuning in for this week's podcast. We look forward to talking with you all next week.
はい、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。それではまた来週。
Bye bye! Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。